Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gets you ready for an action-packed day of football.
Herbert alive in the throw. Caught, touchdown! Touchdown! Allen, what a play!
From sides to totals to props, we've got you covered.
Taylor explodes. Makes a bad miss to his right. Spin move, a beauty, inside the 30. High step into the 25. Inside the 10. Into the end zone!
It's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with your hosts, Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Hour number two, week four, NFL Sunday. Kostos and Abebefe. Sam Paniatovic on assignment today, officiating a wedding. Texted me while we were in the opening segment last hour to say, hey, like, appreciate you guys handling this, and to let me know that there is a tea ceremony scheduled at the wedding he is officiating during the witching hour today in the NFL.
Oh, boy. I mean, just Sam is a better person than me, man.
So when my now wife and I went to Japan in 2019, we went to like a Japanese tea ceremony. Like it was awesome. We went to the plaza a couple years ago in Manhattan and did like tea at the plaza, which my wife really wanted to. Like I enjoyed it. Like we'll take my daughter there one day. Like I'm not opposed to tea ceremonies. Like I'm okay with the tea ceremony. On an NFL Sunday? During the witching hour? God almighty. I mean, that grounds for excommunication of a friendship. Sam, so, a better person than both of us.
I'm like, what can he get away with, too, as, like, the officiant? Can he have the phone kind of, like, on the side watching the game?
Probably
I mean, obviously
not going
to be doing that
guess.
In the ceremony. But, like in the tea ceremony, could he do it? Or does he have to participate in the tea ceremony? I'm not accustomed to this, so I don't know what the rituals are and everything like that. But, yeah, it's a tough scene, man. that is a tough one.
We saw Chris Boswell kick a short field goal for Pittsburgh. The Steelers are up three possessions now, up 24-6 on the Vikings. 11 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. So the Steelers, obviously we've seen crazy things happen. It feels like Pittsburgh has this game in hand. And I'm reticent to say that as someone who bet Pittsburgh before the game. But it would be pretty surprising if the Steelers ended up losing this game at this point. Femi, is there a live market right now for Steelers-Vikings? Where are we at here, side and total, with just under 11 minutes to play now?
Yeah, right now at BetMGM, Pittsburgh, a 17.5 point favorite. You got to lay minus 115 if you want to lay that 17.5 with Pittsburgh. Live total, 36.5. And as we said, like, I'm kicking myself both times because, like, I didn't bet the game prior to the start of it. We talked about it all week long. I said it's Steelers or pass. Was waiting for three, never got the three, never bet the game. Said I'd bet Steelers plus 3.5 in the second half. Didn't bet that at halftime, and that's obviously looking really good right now. So this one's more of like a frustration for me. I didn't get into the waters with this game. Should have, because it could have been a nice opportunity to win some money before the main slate gets underway. But that's where we stand right now with the live markets. I think Pittsburgh's going to put this one away. Nick, I know you have the bet on the game. You don't want to say it. I texted you guys this before the show even began. I think the game is over with these O-line injuries, and it looks like that's how it's kind of playing out.
The Steelers, so BetMGM does not have this market open, and we always want people to bet at BetMGM, obviously. But in case anyone's interested, I'm actually going to put a couple bucks on this. Steelers defense to score a touchdown over the course of the rest of the game is 22-1 right now. Like, you put $5 on it, you win $110. if you're so inclined to do something like that. Just with the thought being that they're going to have to start throwing on every play, and two offensive linemen are out, and it's Carson Wentz who puts the ball in harm's way in perfect situations. So I'm going to end up playing. I'm going to do it while Femi's giving us a board update here. I will have Caleb Johnson and Steelers defense live touchdown scores from when the game started. Would love to get one of those home. While I do that, Femi, give us an update on the big board right now. Anything that's happening, and then we'll get to thy Royal Prop King.
100%. Yeah, let's go get people caught up on where things stand now as we're about an hour away from kickoff for the early slate. Seeing some movement coming in on the over with the Saints and the Buffalo Bills. 48.5, now 49 at a pretty sharp sportsbook here in Las Vegas. So money coming in on the over. Also, we do have a 3-110 that's out there in the market between the Commanders and the Falcons. There's a sportsbook here in Las Vegas that has 3-110. Most other spots have Atlanta 2.5 heavily juiced, but there is a 3-110 in the market for those who are interested in the Washington Commanders. The total continues to get bet in the Titans-Texans game. That's going to the over. We're getting close to where that opening number was. We opened 40, got all the way down to 38.5. Now we're out to 40 at multiple sports books here in the market. Money coming in on the over between Tennessee and Houston. I'm very fascinated to see how this play caller change going from Callahan to Hardaway helps out this Titans offense. O-line injuries, maybe it doesn't help out. Maybe Houston is going to unveil the good plays after what they've been doing for the first few weeks of the season, but money coming in on the over between Tennessee and Houston. Also, all the 6.5s are pretty much gone between the New York Giants and the Los Angeles Chargers. There's 6 out there, and I see 6 even money. There is a chance we might go down to 5.5 with this game. I know there's about 55 minutes to go until kickoff. We'll see what happens. A lot of money is going to start to come into the market, but you'll be like BetMGM has 6.5. If you like New York, do it at BetMGM and make it legendary, because that's one of the few places in the market that still has a 6.5. I see 6-110, -105, and even 6 even money with the Los Angeles Chargers. Also, in the afternoon slate between Jacksonville and San Francisco, the 3.5s are quickly disappearing. There's 3-110 that's out there in the market. There's even 3-105 for San Francisco. I agree wholeheartedly with that move. Talked about this one all week long. I love Jacksonville at anything more than a field goal. I think this is a field goal game either way. I think the Jags are very, very live to win the game outright. I took 4.5. We talked about it all week, but once again, Jacksonville money still showing up here as we are still many hours away from kickoff between the Jaguars and the 49ers. And then finally, in Las Vegas, where I'm at, the Bears and the Raiders. Raiders money is showing up as there's now 2s in many places in the market. That is no longer the minority. It is now 50-50, whether you see 2 or 1.5, as people continue to bet the Las Vegas Raiders with the Bears injury report not looking that great. So that's where we stand here with the betting market. And I think we're going to see some more movement here over the next 50 minutes or so as we get close to kickoff.
All right. Good job by Femi. We will hear from Femi. Teasers, underdog money line parlay, and thoughts on our survivor play in a little bit. But for now, you know, the Prop King got off the schneid on Thursday night. It wasn't looking great. In fact, it was looking horrible with the Marvin Harrison Jr. over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only was Marvin not catching the ball, like if we grounded him, we would have sent him to Marvin's room. But not only, thank you for laughing, not only as Carson Wentz throws, I believe that's a touchdown. Who is it to? To Xavier Scott. We had his anytime touchdown last week, not today. He's the backup running back now behind Jordan Mason with Aaron Jones on IR. I think this is going to be a good touchdown for the Minnesota Vikings. It's being ruled a touchdown right now, so the Vikings will probably go for two here to make it a 10-point game. So we will see. Carson Wentz to Xavier Scott touchdown for the moment. This is a good play for the Minnesota Vikings. Marvin couldn't catch the ball. And he's bobbling it into the hands of Seattle Seahawks, not finishing routes. And then he woke up, and he went over. Yeah. And the prop king right now has got the Steelers now. We won't mention that the Calvin Austin over was the prop in this game, and he's hurt. It's not great. But you know, at some point this season, we will marry the side and total winners with the prop winners, and they will live together in concert in betting utopia. And we hope for that to happen today. So without further ado, the prop king, and it's a good touchdown for Minnesota. We'll do the play-by-play here of the two-point play. Wentz operating out of the shotgun, Jordan Mason to his right. Justin Jefferson moving from right to left in motion. Wentz drop back to pass, double clutch, throws back in the end zone, caught for the two-point conversion, and it goes to Jalen Naylor. So it's now a 10-point game, Steelers 24, Vikings 14, 7:50 to play in Dublin. The prop king descends down from thy royal throne, traipses across thy royal purple velvety carpet, over to thy royal balcony, to gaze down upon you, the pigs, to issue you prop winners for week 4, NFL Sunday.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos!
All hail King Kostos!
Worship me, swine! We begin our props. Houston and Tennessee. And Femi, pop on here because you just gave us a note in the chat. Because we're about to talk about this game prop-wise. What's happening right now in the market with the Texans and the Titans?
The Houston Texans are getting bet. We're now seeing 7.5s pop up at a bunch of sports books. In fact, that is now your consensus number. We saw the over get bet out to 40. We talked about that earlier this segment. Now the side also getting bet. Texans 7.5, minus 105. And there's even some minus 110 out there as well.
I'm contemplating buying out of my Titans position.
You a little nervous?
Yes. Yes.
Why weren't you nervous earlier in the week? Like that's.
I mean, I was. I said it on the show. Honestly, like I hit the pen a bunch and I made a bet, and I don't know if I like it. I may buy out during the break. We'll see. I don't know if I can stomach this. I'm just being honest. Okay. As far as props go, now, I mean. I don't know. Like I had a show this morning. I don't know what these numbers are at now. All right, Christian Kirk returned last week for the Houston Texans and was promptly rewarded with 8 targets. His receiving yards prop today is 37.5. I think Kirk definitely gets into the 40s today. I like the Christian Kirk over receiving yards. Now, fantasy wise, I'll say this: at some point, Houston's going to have to work the two rookie receivers into the rotation more. Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel. And if and when that happens, the first Noel. It's a great Christmas song. Was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay. Their offense is going to become more interesting when these two guys start playing and will make more fantasy relevant players in this offense. But for now, it feels like Christian Kirk. And y'all pay homage to the man. Woo! Christian Kirk over receiving yards, anytime touchdowns. How about the backup tight end in Tennessee who's playing a ton of snaps, the rookie, Gunnar Helms Deep. Gunnar Helm. Shout out to the Lord of the Rings fans out there, all the nerds. Last week we played Shamari DK, anytime touchdown for Tennessee. He had an end around and scored, and then they reviewed it and said he was down at the half-yard line, and Tony Pollard punched one in. I'm willing to go back to the well with Shamari DK, anytime touchdown for the Tennessee Titans. Falcons and the Commies. This one is a little bit of a leap of faith because it requires Michael Penix Jr. to throw the ball down the field. But when you get caught between the Mooney and New York City, Darnell Mooney, over 40 and a half receiving yards for Atlanta. Kenneth Gainwell, big run on first down out to midfield as the Steelers try and bleed some more clock, up 24-14, 7.5 to play in Dublin. Darnell Mooney over receiving yards, anytime touchdowns. So I want to give a bunch of analysis here. I don't know who the right guy to bet is. I'm going to guess. Terry McLaurin's out, Noah Brown is out, and John Bates is out. John Bates is the number two tight end in Washington behind Zach Ertz. So this means that Jalen Lane, Nathan's son, adopted. Luke McCaffrey, Christian's brother. That's actually true. Chris Moore and Ben Sinnott. And I think Sinnott was the name of either like the bank in Harry Potter or one of the pubs. I'm a massive nerd. Like one of these guys is likely to exceed expectations today. Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey, Chris Moore, Ben Sinnott. My guess is it'll be Jalen Lane. He dropped a touchdown last week for Marcus Mariota. But I think one of these guys has a good chance to score today. It's up to you, the listener and the viewer, to figure out whoever the hell you want to bet. I would go with Jalen Lane. Also, I forgot to do, I had a Bo Hardigree set to the tune of Pardon Me by Incubus bit. I did it earlier. I forgot. Which is Hardigree while I burst into flames. Pretty good. Bills and the Saints in Buffalo. I think all the yardage prop prices here suck. If I had to bet one, and I don't love it, Ty Dolla $ign Ty Johnson. And I always give a shout-out to Nate Yonke from Pro Football Focus, who does an amazing job tracking player utilization, snap counts, etc. And he had it that last Thursday night, Ty Johnson kind of quietly, because the Bills won the game, overtook Ray Davis as Buffalo's like main backup running back behind James Cook. How about Ty Johnson? Over 2.5 receiving yards today for Buffalo. I don't love the bet. Ty Johnson anytime. Touchdown for the Bills, and listen to this one. So this one falls under the umbrella of your royal prop king being an absolute sicko. So think about this. So last week, the Saints played the Steelers, right? No, excuse me. The Saints played the Seahawks, and the Seahawks blew that ass out. And Spencer Rattler got pulled from the game, and rookie second-round quarterback Tyler Shuck went in. The Bills are more than a 2-touchdown favorite. If they're up big in the second half, I think you're going to see Tyler Shuck play in this game. In preseason, Tyler Shuck chucking the ball down the field to the tee, Mason Tipton. He's a massive number to score, Mason Tipton. Now, you're going to want Shuck to come in at the end. If you think Tyler Shuck's coming in, he's like 25-30-1. Mason Tipton, anytime touchdown for the New Orleans Saints. We'll take a quick break, and on the other side, the rest of thy royal props for today's action. Femi and I will give you the underdog money line parlay. We'll talk teasers and Survivor as well. You better you bet on this Sunday. Steelers still up 24-14 on the Vikings. 6 minutes to play in Dublin.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.